The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 10 minutes past 9 o'clock on this Thursday morning as we lead up to Election Day on Tuesday. We're talking to candidates running for various offices, those that you'll see on the ballot on Tuesday. Joining us right now is St. Clair County's clerk, and he's looking to move away from that and become a state rep representing the 63rd District, which is essentially the downriver area here in St. Clair County. Joining us right now, Jay DeBoyer. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you joining us. I want to talk about your candidacy and your run for state rep and why people should vote for you. But I want you to maybe put your clerk's hat on for just a moment as we get ready for a big election coming up on Tuesday. Are we ready? And what kind of things have you and your office been doing to prepare for this election coming up on Tuesday?
Yeah, we are ready. You know, and I always qualify my statements and I say, I speak on behalf of St. Clair County. You know, I can't speak on behalf of other municipalities and other counties in the state of Michigan, but I can tell you that the people in place in St. Clair County, from, you know, the chief deputy to my elections director to the municipal clerks, they train and we go over scenarios. We talk about things. We check, we double check, we test, we double check. You know, redundantly test, I guess, is probably the right way to say it. We are as ready as we possibly can be. And you know, the credit for most of that goes out to the clerks and the deputy clerks and the elections directors that just, it's a thankless job, Paul. And they work endless hours tirelessly. And I know that sounds like a cliche, but it is true. And, you know, it's thankless a lot of days, to be honest with you, but they do a very important job. And, you know, I encourage people who pose questions to me about elections and, you know, election integrity and security of elections and all those things, which are very important. But I encourage people regularly, go talk to your local clerk. Ask them what you can do to help. Ask them if you can be a poll worker. Be there firsthand. See it firsthand and be part of that solution. Because, Paul, as you know, you've watched over the last number of years, you know, elections have become a boiling point, frankly.
Yeah. Yeah, they really have. And unfortunately, I mean, that's the cornerstone of our democracy, is our ability to have free and fair elections in this country.
Absolutely. And that's why I tell people, talk to your clerk. By the way, know who your clerk is. Understand, you know, who that person is. Make sure you're doing your homework when you're electing them. You know, and obviously townships and in counties, clerks are partisan. You know, a lot more times than not in cities, they're not partisan. More times than not in cities, they're hired. Not always, but generally. But what I can tell you, you know, we have a local clerks association in St. Clair County, and then we also have a county clerks association that's statewide. And regardless of Republican or Democrat, when you put those people in a room together, it's very clear that their motivation is to give you the most accurate, precise, and quick results that they possibly can. And I see it firsthand every single year.
And I do, we'll give you plenty of time to talk about your candidacy, and I want to get onto that. But just one last question about elections. How angering is it to you, somebody who's been working in running elections here in St. Clair County, you know, for years now, how much does it anger you to see people questioning the integrity of elections?
Well, you know, truthfully, I have no problem with being questioned. Because I think that's important for transparency. I want people to question. I've got no problem with the questions, but what I've faced is the questions are asked. The questions are then answered. The supporting evidence is presented and it's not believed. So I don't know where you go beyond that. Now, do I believe that there's risk of fraud in elections? Of course there is. There always will be. Do I believe that people have cheated in elections? Yes, I do. There always will be people to you know, anytime there's a prize to be won, there's somebody out there trying to figure out a way to win it, you know, with some kind of advantage, right? But I believe that facts matter. I believe that evidence matters. And yeah, it's frustrating. And you know, I'm a conservative Republican, Paul. And I hear things that I shake my head at because I can demonstrably, with evidence, prove them to be false.
Yeah.
And that is, that piece of it is frustrating.
I appreciate you saying that, Jan. I appreciate you answering questions about this. Let's shift gears and talk about what we're here to talk about. That is your run for state representative in the 63rd district. What made you decide that you wanted to seek this higher office?
Well, you know, I mean, it's a great question, Paul, and it's a question that I've been posed by constituents, I've been posed by family members, I've been posed by close friends. And you know, not to, I don't want to sound pompous or arrogant at all with this statement, but I think that the clerk's office runs exceptionally well. You know, I came in there 12 years ago. We modernized it. In my approach, I'm a business guy. I've always been a business guy. I have a business mind. My approach is that clerk's office was a service to the citizens of St. Clair County. And so I approached every piece of that from the angle of how do I provide a better service? So here we are 12 years later, and I'm fortunate enough that I can afford to do it, first of all. Secondly, you know, Beth and I had a conversation about this, and Beth said to me, you know, we can survive this, you know, because I could be the county clerk. I could continue to run to be the county clerk. A state legislator is a term-limited thing. It pays less money. Let's be, you know, that's all public record. Mm-hmm. But I want to take those skill sets that I've used at the clerk's office to make that a better operation. And I want to apply them to the issues that exist at the state level. I think that I'll be an asset in that manner. And, you know, I've knocked on a lot of doors, Paul. And one of the questions I get from people, which is not surprising, is, well, what are you going to do for me? Right.
Yeah.
And I've been very honest with my answer. And my answer has been, I'm not going to promise that I'm going to do anything for you. But what I can tell you is that with every vote, that with every decision I make, the decision will be based on what is in the best interest of first the constituents of my district, and then second the citizens of the state of Michigan. And because I think you hear a lot of politicians that have a laundry list of this is what I'm going to do.
Right.
When the reality is if I win, Paul, I'll be one member of 110 people. And so I have to just best represent the constituents of St. Clair County and Northern Macomb. And, you know, I grew up in Clay Township. I've been a resident of Clay Township my entire life. My family's been in Clay Township for over 100 years. And I do believe that I have the traits to represent the interest of my district very well. So throw all those pieces together. And I'll be honest with you, it is a little bit bittersweet if I were to win because I don't have a desire to leave being the county clerk. That's not at all a piece of the equation. I really do enjoy that job, and I'll say it again. I have an unbelievably good staff. So that was my motivation to get in. I just think we need good people who are doing it for the right reasons.
What are some of the issues, though, that you want to take on in Lansing? I mean, obviously, as you say, you're going to vote on those things that come up for votes. But are there certain things that you want to advocate for or be involved in as a state rep?
Yeah, there are. I mean, and there's a number, but a few of the important ones. First, I mean, you know, I kind of by default, Paul, I do want to be involved with the elections and, you know, those kinds of things. And the security of our elections is important. And I don't care what political party you are from. There are bad actors in the world, and there are bad actors from every different perspective. And I believe the structure of our election and our security for our elections is extremely important. It becomes more and more important every election. So obviously that's one that I think is a simple thing that I'd like to be involved with. But secondarily, I think that, you know, I use a term and I just call it, you know, bureaucratic or governmental bloat. And I think government has gotten so big and so out of control that you can't accomplish anything. And a great example is just some of the bureaucratic stuff. There's a gentleman I know who owns a bar restaurant in the county, and you know, he had to turn in his application for a liquor license, and he got it rejected because one of the page numbers was blurry. And I think about that and I go, okay, somewhere along the line, we decided to make a rule that said everything has to be legible, but we've lost common sense. So secondarily, one of my things is just the bureaucratic overreach that goes on at state government level. I think that really leads to and impacts maybe one of the bigger items, which is the business climate in the state of Michigan. I watch, and trust me, it's Republican and Democrat here. I watch us dole out taxpayer dollars to businesses to incentivize them to come here. And I hear arguments that are like, well, they're doing it in Indiana. They're doing it in Illinois. They're doing it in Kentucky. So, yeah, it might not be a great idea, but we have to compete, so we have to do this. And I would argue, frankly, Paul, that if we create a better climate for business in our state, we won't have to do that. And that means reduction of bureaucratic red tape. That means reduction of length of permitting process. That means reduction of taxation and fees that are associated with businesses. It also means that you are more friendly to changing zonings or things that would allow them to accomplish what they're trying to accomplish within the parameters of, you know, every right of every community and every city and township. There's the obvious things that I can talk about from a buzz perspective, you know, the economy and inflation and the price of gas. But, Paul, we know that is very minorly impacted by state government.
Right.
Gas tax. Okay, we could get a gas tax reduction, and that would be helpful to the families and to the seniors that are in our district. But, you know, probably the last piece, you know, my father passed a couple years ago. My mother's still with us. She's in her 80s. And, you know, it's this inflation is becoming unaffordable for people like seniors that don't have a big nest egg.
Yeah.
Groceries, gas. Those are all things that have gone through the roof and their income hasn't changed. So, you know, I've been asked about the pension tax and retirement tax. And actually, I am for the removal and or reduction of the pension tax. But I would take that one step further if we're going to do that. If we're going to remove that pension tax, we should also remove the taxation on 401k savings, IRA savings, 403b savings, 457 savings. Because if we're truly doing it because we believe that people who are in their retirement years are, you know, perhaps economically challenged, then they all are, not just the ones that are receiving a pension. Long-winded answer there, Paul, but those are just a few of the things that have run through my mind.
Yeah, no, that's a thorough list. One other thing I want to ask about is education. Do you see any changes needed in the way that we either fund or implement education here in Michigan?
Yeah, absolutely. Education is on my list. Beth is a public school teacher in Warren. She brings me on a daily basis. She brings home examples of what goes on there. I think that our focus, you know, if you look at the standards that are going on in Michigan, we're in the bottom, Paul. And that's by every account. That is not a biased statement that I'm trying to paint a bad picture. And we need to get back to a focus on the important things, which obviously we all know the cliche of reading, writing, and arithmetic. I think the social programs, and when I say social, I don't mean welfare program. I mean the programs that are trying to guide social behavior, direction, and choice have no place in public education. Those exist, and those should be dealt with in a family setting, in a household. And so, funding to public education is a priority to me. You know, I don't care what your position is. If you believe in vouchers, I don't care if you believe in private education. We need a strong public education system to educate individuals to be productive members of society, period. So, you know, you could be a pro-voucher person. You can be pro-private education. You can be all of those things, but you still can be pro-public education, which I am very strongly.
Jay, when voters make their decision next Tuesday, why should they vote for Jay DeBoyer for state representative in the 63rd district?
Well, I can tell you that I have been involved in my community, Paul, since I was a kid. I've been involved in charitable causes in our community my entire adult life. I've run a small business my entire adult life. I've managed as a supervisor of a township, so I understand the perspectives of township needs, requirements, how they, what makes them tick, how they run. My record, I think, speaks for itself at the county level. By any measurement, you talk to any customer, any person that uses the services at the clerk's office, they know that my attitude and my desires to serve them better. You talk to the people within the county that work at the county and the service we provide across to them, they'll tell you the same thing. And at the end of the day, I feel I have an obligation to give back to my community. And you know, with all the other issues and matters that I've spoke about, you know, do I believe I'm perfect and I'm right and I understand every one of them and I'm right exactly on track on all of them? No, I don't believe that. But what I can tell you is that if someone calls me, I'm going to pick up the phone and talk to them. If someone points out something that I may have missed, I'm going to consider it and I'm going to look at the facts. I'm a reasonable person. And at the end of the day, I think that I'm going to represent our district very well.
Jay DeBoyer, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron, Jay DeBoyer, St. Clair County Clerk and candidate for State Rep 63rd District, Republican candidate at 26 past 9 o'clock now.